I'm finding a posture that feels a posture that you're able to feel relaxed in. It's fine if it's an upright posture or a lying down posture. I will be doing this primarily for a still posture, but I think it's also okay if you have to do a walking, standing, sitting, lying down, however your posture is. We'll start with relaxing, allowing there to be a relaxation of body. And at the beginning, either of a period of practice or the beginning of a retreat, it can be helpful to do this in a kind of a conscious way. And so we'll do this as a kind of a scan right now, scanning through the body. So starting at the top of your head and noticing your head and face and seeing if there can be a softening and a relaxation of the muscles of your head, your face. Relaxing around the eyes, the mouth, the jaw. Relaxing the neck and shoulders, arms and hands, softening the muscles of the chest and upper back. All those muscles around the rib cage. Relaxing across the stomach and abdomen. Perhaps even letting that area hang forward a little bit. We sometimes almost subconsciously, habitually hold that in, letting that area kind of fall forward. Softening the middle and lower back, all the way down the spine. From the place where the spine joins the base of the skull, down the neck, through the area of the rib cage, the curve of the lower back, down to the tailbone, allowing that whole area of the spine to relax. Relaxing the hips. Might even be possible to soften inside the hip socket. Relaxing the legs, feet, and then from the outer muscles of the body, softening, Sometimes it's also available. Sometimes there can also be a softening inside, in the interior of the body. It's not always available, but I'll name a few areas and just see if there's a possibility of softening or relaxing inside the throat. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. This relaxation of body can support the mind relaxing. But too, maybe the mind can relax, setting aside, letting go of worries, concerns. As the body and mind relax, very naturally, awareness can be present. Are you aware? Not looking too hard or trying to figure out what that means, but just perhaps acknowledging, yes, awareness. This is awareness. And what is obvious? What is being received in awareness? It may be body sensation, often a very obvious place of experience. A pressure, a pulsing, heat, coolness. Might be a breath, a tension. Might be something pleasant or unpleasant. What is obvious? Can you relax and let experience come to you? Like it might be to sit outdoors somewhere where you feel comfortable and at ease and just watch the day, just be with the day, not having to do anything in particular, but just receive what's here. This experience of our body and mind, like nature. Observing, being with whatever is most obvious. Can be sounds. or moods or emotions, even thoughts. Having this sense of settling back, aware, and receiving. Receiving the experience that wants to be known, the experience that is most obvious. If the mind is thrashing a little bit around that aspect of receiving, you could start by picking some obvious physical experience, just to start. But then, not holding on to it, recognizing that other things may come in asking for attention, asking for us to be aware of them. Relax. Are you aware? What is obvious? Moment after moment, the attention may shift from different experience, from one experience to another, and have the sense of perhaps new experience arriving into awareness, or sometimes the feeling of a shifting, a moving of the attention. That's not a problem, just knowing. This is what's here right now. Are you aware? What is being received? Remembering just a light touch connecting with this moment. And this moment. And this moment. The mind will wander, will lose touch with awareness. At some point in the process, there will be a recognition of that. Awareness will return. That moment, when there's that noticing that the mind had been wandering, can there be, or kind of a curiosity in that moment? Awareness is back. The emphasis on the return of awareness rather than the fact that we had been lost the moments before. Awareness is back. Awareness has re-arisen. That moment, it's a great moment to begin to get a sense of the experience of being aware. Awareness is back. And what is obvious in that moment? Awareness arises aware of something in that moment. Often it's connected with something that we have been thinking about. So noticing that. In particular, it can be useful to notice whether there has been tension that has crept in to the experience as a result of the wandering. If that has happened, it can be useful to allow there to be relaxation. Noticing the return of awareness. If there's tension, allow there to be some relaxation. And what is obvious in this moment? We just simply continue aware of what's obvious. Are you aware? What is obvious? From time to time, it can be helpful to check, how am I with experience? What's the relationship? Do I want something to happen? Moving towards some kind of experience, leaning into? Is there a wanting something to stop happening? Pulling back from something? lashing out at something. Is there a disconnection, a confusion? Or perhaps it's okay. No problem. We won't always recognize or become aware or know what our relationship is. That's okay. You don't have to find it or look for it. It's more of an opening to, is there something obvious that I hadn't noticed in terms of the relationship? How am I with experience? If you do see something, if something does become clear there, will that just become something else that we know about experience? There's a resistance to what's happening right now. Aware of that. Perhaps there can be some measure of okayness with knowing resistance. Or perhaps we become aware of that the mind is okay with experience. What's that like, that okayness? Being okay with experience can be kind of subtle. And yet it can be very profound to connect with that quality of okayness. Are you aware? What is obvious? So I'm going to offer a few reflections. In the last few minutes, we have a few reflections on bringing this into activity. And then we'll have a session this afternoon, the optional session around questions around the practice. Most mornings, we will have a question session in the morning as well. So just to be aware of that. But for those of you who are unable to come to the afternoon question session, we do plan to record that session. There's always glitches, but we do plan to record it. And I plan to post these sessions pretty much immediately after each session. So they'll be up and available. And I will post in the Google document the way that you can get to those talks. They'll be on Audio Dharma in a retreat. And so there'll be a code that you can enter on into Audio Dharma to get to that retreat page with the talks on it. And so if you have, if you're not able to attend the afternoon session because of the time zone differences, you know, you're welcome to submit questions for that session in that pre-form, and I can respond to those questions during the afternoon session, and then you can listen to that session at a time that it works for you. So I just wanted to let you know how that would be working. So what I'd say about this practice in daily life, I mean, the practice is very simple. But again, the objects in daily life, the experiences, and what's going on in our minds, the kind of things we have to do and think about, can make it hard to kind of keep the awareness going. And so one of the things that, particularly in daily life, that I emphasize as a powerful support for the practice, a couple of pieces. One is to get really familiar with the moment when mindfulness returns. So I talked about that in the guided meditation a little bit, that the moment that mindfulness returns, we often in that moment in our meditation practice are focused on the fact that we had been wandering. And in that focus, like, oh, the mind was wandering, we actually lose the possibility of noticing what it's like for mindfulness to return. That experience of the re-arising of mindfulness. It's possible to get familiar with that moment. And in daily life, I would say that's been one of my key practices, is just noticing, oh, awareness is back. You know, I'm reaching for a glass, or I'm walking across the street, or you know, just like suddenly the mindfulness returns. It's like the light has come on. That moment, just get familiar with that moment and notice what's obvious in that moment. In daily life, sometimes there can be a time, like if I'm taking a walk, for instance, you know, I can in that moment, oh yeah, I'm mindful again. I can kind of encourage, like keep that tapping going. It's like, oh yeah, I'm aware. Yeah, and how about now? You know, so kind of a little bit of that momentum can be worked with. A little bit of practicing with maintaining that mindfulness can be explored in certain situations when we notice mindfulness returning. In other situations, like we might be in the midst of a work conversation or working on something, you know, intensive on the computer that takes a lot of focus. And while it is possible for the mindfulness to begin to come into those, if we're trying to focus and this is something that a slower kind of building. If we're trying to focus while we're trying to do mindfulness, you know, that the trying to do mindfulness kind of gets in the way of the activity. So for instance, I was a computer programmer before I became a meditation teacher, and in exploring how mindfulness kind of came into that, in the midst of some very focused, intense kind of activity of working on the program, mindfulness could arise there. And I could then become aware kind of like of the city that the mind was building in the mind, the kind of the way it was holding all of the pieces of the program. And yet I couldn't then try to keep being mindful, because then the city would crumble. And I would lose that focus. And so it's just more like becoming aware of, oh, there it is. And then just keep going with what you're doing. Not in the midst of a kind of a more focused activity, you may not want to try to hold on to the mindfulness there. And that's okay. This is a different way into cultivating the mindfulness. If you get familiar with that moment of mindfulness returning, that the light coming on, that re-arising, you'll start to recognize that it happens a lot more than you expect or than you thought it did. The attunement to that moment of mindfulness returning begins to kind of help our mind to get kind of familiar with that moment. And so it begins to notice that it happens more. And that noticing that it happens more creates the conditions for us to notice that it's happening more and notice and to have it actually happen more. And so it's a kind of a very easeful way for the momentum of mindfulness to become a part of our day. That moment of mindfulness returning, noticing that takes a little bit, just a little bit of kind of the recognition. Oh yeah, there's mindfulness. But we don't have to then try to hold on to it. But just that moment of, okay, there it is. You know, that moment of mindfulness has arisen without our doing it. It's a gift. It arose without conscious effort. The conditions were there for mindfulness to return. And so it's a pointer in a way to that experience of being aware when mindfulness returns is a kind of a pointer to what a very easeful awareness is like. What it's like to be aware without trying to be aware. And so it's a real gift to be curious about that moment when mindfulness returns. So that's one key tool in daily life. Let yourself play with that awareness of mindfulness returning. Another one is again, from time to time, noticing how you are in relationship. At times when there's a little bit more space to be practicing with the support of mindfulness, like if you're doing chores, washing the dishes or preparing your meal, taking a walk, you can potentially like explore a little bit more of, oh yeah, I'm aware. Yeah, and what's obvious, kind of have that. And then from time to time in that, notice how you are in relationship. See if there can be that recognition of the relationship to experience. Are you leaning in? Is there a wanting? Is there a resistance? Is there a kind of a confusion or a disconnection? Or is there ease? So those are two key tools in daily life. Noticing those two. And remembering, if you notice some kind of relationship, just being aware of that. There's nothing particular different you have to do other than that has become something that now we are aware of. So that's obvious. How is it obvious? How do you know it? What's there? Then the other piece I'll bring in is connected to kind of in a way in the walking, the field of walking. If you do any formal walking, and you may or may not for this week do some formal walking practice, but you can practice awareness while walking whenever you're walking. And in fact, that is how Sayadaw Utejaniya describes walking meditation. In one group meeting, I heard somebody asked him in one of the group meetings I was in, how do you practice walking meditation, Sayadaw? And he said, I don't practice walking meditation. I practice awareness while I'm walking. And that's a really good orientation for how we practice this week. It's like, we don't practice necessarily, breathing meditation or eating meditation. We practice awareness while breathing. We practice awareness while eating. We practice awareness while walking. We practice awareness while living. Maybe that could be the name of this retreat, practicing awareness while living. So there's some things that can support this kind of being aware while walking or living. Relaxation is key. So finding a pace that feels comfortable in whatever you're doing, whether it's chopping vegetables or walking, allowing the body to move in a pace that feels comfortable. So attuning to ease in the body is a place to start. And then, you know, just being in a natural pace while you are engaged. Are you aware? The instructions are the same. Are you aware? And what's obvious? What's obvious in the walking, in the living activities, is going to be much more kind of gross in some ways, or coarse in some ways. We're aware of a zucchini in front of us. You know, we're aware that we're chopping. We're aware that we're thinking about the various ingredients of the stew we're making, whatever it is. So just, are you aware? And it may be simpler in a way to just keep that being the focus. Like, yep, I'm aware. And not trying to track all the pieces of what the attention is connecting to. A couple of things that can be really fun to play with in the everyday kind of activities is the noticing the shift of attention. And this, we can play with this in the fields of seeing and hearing in particular. And so I'll talk a little bit more about this afternoon, but I'll just drop it in now. What is the difference between seeing, just kind of taking in that seeing is happening, and looking at something? This will happen. This shift will happen. If you're taking a walk and you're just kind of, you know, noticing the, yeah, kind of the ambient, like what's happening around you. And then suddenly a dog kind of bounds out in front of you. There's probably going to be an orientation to looking at the dog. This is natural. This is the way our minds work. When there's movement or a shift of color, often the mind will orient to those things. And so just noticing the difference when there's the kind of the more receptive seeing and when the attention starts to look. The same thing can happen in hearing, the difference between hearing, taking in just the ambient sound, and when the mind attunes to some particular sound, listening, walking, and just maybe kind of noticing distant sounds, breeze in the trees, things like that, but maybe not particularly orienting to any one thing, just hearing. And then a motorcycle goes by and you're listening, or a crow sounds and you're listening. So just notice that. That's a shift of attention. It's a very powerful aspect of the mind to notice this factor of how the attention shifts from one experience to another. So I want to honor our time, and it's 9:30, so we'll gather this afternoon at 3:30, the optional meeting, and I'll respond to questions. We'll actually do a little bit of a sitting together first and then open it to some questions. So thank you for your curiosity about this daily life retreat, and I will see some of you this afternoon and see the others of you tomorrow morning. Thank you.